们现在请韩弟兄来给我们释放信息，是讲到雅各的故事。
Let our brother Han to give us the message about the story of Isaac.
Thank Lord that once again we can come together.
感谢我们的主，我们能够再一次聚集在一起。
Whenever we open the Bible, this contains the precious word of God.
不管什么时候我们打开圣经的时候，我们实在是来到神圣洁的话语的面前。
It makes me feel very excited.
使我们感到是非常的兴奋。
Because God's truth is living truth.
因为神的真理是个真实活的真理。
God's truth is very practical.
神的话语实在是实在的话语。
If we receive it in our heart.
如果我们在心里接受的话。
And apply to our life.
能够在生活中行出来
then we'll be changed.
我们就会彻底的被改变
our life will be transformed.
我们的生命就会彻底的变化
and God's truth usually in the Old Testament revealed to us through the life of persons
常常在旧约里面我们的神记着某些人的那个生命的改变
God revealed his truth through their stories
通过他们个人的故事来把他的真理显明出来
Because God's word, God's truth is living. We can live through a person's life.
因为神的话语实在是一个生命，可以通过一个人的生命能够反映出来。
So in the Old Testament, there's three persons. God usually mentioned their names over and over again.
在旧约里面有三个人名字，神实在是一遍又一遍的把它提出来。
It says God called himself the God of Abraham.
神把他自己称作亚伯拉罕的神。
God of Isaac.
以撒的神。
God of Jacob,
雅各的神
and God's truth embodied in these three persons.
好像神的真理完全是在这三个人的身上被显出来
And God's truth can live through them and tell us what it is.
通过这些人能够实在把神的真理真实的告诉我们是什么
All about his purpose.
关于他自己的旨意
The reason why you're suffering now today.
为什么你们今天也忍受这么多苦难
If you read their stories.
当我们读他的故事的时候
And you can find out the truth about your own life.
那么我们就实在是可以看到为什么我们自己的生活是这样的
And the purpose of your own life.
那我们自己生命的目的是为什么
And God's will in your own life.
神在我们身上的旨意是什么
Why you are in the situation you are in now.
为什么你们会在今天你们所处的光景里面
Why you're facing the problem.
当你们为什么你们会有现在所处的所经历的一些问题
Or what you experience today you can find a clue in their lives
那么实在是你们今天所经历的一切事情呢都可以从这些人的故事里面
So God's word is living
神的话实在是活的
So I'd like to ask you to turn to Genesis 26
那我让希望大家能够翻到创世纪的第二十六章
Look at the life of Isaac
让我们来看看以撒的故事
I hope that today in the life of Isaac we can see something about ourselves
实在是我们希望今天通过以撒的故事以撒的生命能够看到我们自己
And God can reveal his truth in our heart
神可以在我们的里面正在把他的真理表现出来
And may we receive grace to receive his word in our heart
使我们能够实在是能够得到神在我们心里边的在我们心里边的恩典
Let's bow and have a prayer
让我们一起来一个祷告
Father God may you glorify your son
父啊愿意你来荣耀你的儿子
Thank you Father you have always glorifying your son
谢谢父愿意你真是永永远远的荣耀你的儿子。
And continue glorifying your son even today, even now.
直到今天，你还继续的在荣耀你的儿子。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn to book of Genesis 26.
让我们打开创世纪第二十六章。
I think we should read through the whole chapter.
我觉得我们应该把整个一章都读完。
But we're constrained with the time.
但因为我们时间有限
Because we have baptism.
因为我们今天要有受浸聚会
So I think we should just selectively read some of the passages.
所以我们只是选择的读一些经文
Let's read from verse 1
第一节
1-6.
第一到第六节。
And there was a famine in the land beside the former famine which has been in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, to Gerar.
在亚伯拉罕的日子，那里有一次饥荒，这时又有饥荒，以撒就往基拉尔去，到腓尼士人的王亚比米勒那里。
And Jehovah appeared to him and said, Go not down to Egypt. Dwell in the land that I shall tell thee of.
耶和华向以撒显现，说，你不要向埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地。
Sojourn in this land that I will be with thee and bless thee, for unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father.
你寄居在这地，我必与你同在，赐福给你，因为我要将这些地赐给你和你的后裔，我必坚定我向你父亚伯拉罕所起的誓。
And I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and unto thy seed will I give all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth bless themselves.
我要加增你的后裔，像天上的星那样多，又要将这些地都赐给你的后裔，并且地上万国必因你的后裔得福。
Because the Abraham hearkened to my voice, and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws.
都因亚伯拉罕听从我的话，遵守我的吩咐和我的命令。律例法度。
And Isaac dwelt at Gilgal.
以撒就往基拉尔去。
And verse 7.
第七节。
And men of the place asked about his wife. And he said, She is my sister. But he feared to say, My wife, saying to himself, Lest the men of the place slay me on account of Rebekah, because she was fair in countenance.
那地方的人问到他的妻子，他便说，那是我的妹子。原来他是怕说是我的妻子，他心里想，恐怕这些地方的人为利百加缘故杀我，因为她的容貌俊美。
Let's turn to verse 12.
让我们看到第十二节。
And Isaac sowed in the land, and received in the same year a hundredfold, and Jehovah blessed him.
以撒在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成，耶和华赐福给他。
The man became great.And he became continually greater until he was very great.
他就昌大，日增月盛，成了大富户。
Let's drop down to verse 17.
我们看下面的第十七节。
And Isaac departed thence and pitched his camp in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there.
以撒就离开那里，在基拉尔谷支搭帐篷，住在那里。
And Isaac dug again the wells of water that they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, and that the Philistines had stopped after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them.
当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世之日所挖的水井，因腓尼士人在亚伯拉罕死后就塞住了，以撒就重新挖出来，人照他父亲所叫的。叫那些井的名字。
And Isaac's servant dug in the valley and found there a well of springing water.
以撒的仆人在谷中挖井，便得了一口活水井。
But the shepherds of Gerar strove with Isaac's shepherds, saying, The water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they had quarreled with him.
基拉尔的母人与以撒的母人争竞，说这水是我们的。以撒就给那井起名叫埃瑟。因为他们和他相争。
And they dug another well. They strove for that also. And he called the name of it Sitnah.
以撒的仆人又挖了一口井，他们又为这井竞争竞，因此以撒给这井起名叫西亭拿。
And he removed thence and dug another well. They did not strive for that. And he called the name of it Rehoboth and said, For now Jehovah has made room for us.And we shall be fruitful in the land.
以撒离开那里，又挖了一口井，他们不为这井争争了，他就给那井起名叫利和伯。他说：“耶和华现在给我们宽阔之地，我们必在这里昌盛。”
And he went up thence to Beersheba.
以撒从那里上比士巴去。
And Jehovah appeared to him the same night and said, "I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, For I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake.
当夜耶和华向他显现说，我是你父亲亚伯拉罕的神，不要惧怕，因为我与你同在，要赐福给你，并且为我仆人亚伯拉罕的缘故，使你的后裔繁多。
Verse 25, and he built an altar there, and called upon the name of Jehovah, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well.
25节，以撒就在那里筑一座坛，求告耶和华的名，并且支搭帐篷，他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。
And Abimelech and Ahijah his friend and Phicol the captain of his host went to see him from Gerar.
亚比米勒和他的朋友亚夫沙和他的军长腓格从基拉尔来见以撒。
And let's drop down to verse 30.
第三十节。
And he made them a feast, and they ate and drank.
以撒就为他们摆设宴席，他们便吃了喝了。
And they rose early in the morning and swore one to another, and Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace.
他们清早起来彼此起誓，以撒打发他们走，他们就平平安安地离开他们走了。
It came to pass the same day that Isaac's servant came and told him concerning the well that they had dug, and said to him, "We have found water."
那天以撒的仆人来，将挖井的事告诉他说，我们得了水了。
And he called it Sheba. Therefore, the name of the city is Beersheba to this day.
他就给那井起名叫示巴，因此那城叫比示巴，直到今日。
Let's go back to read the verse 27-28.
那我们再回头回去读27-28节。
It's about the oath.
关于这个那个启示。
Isaac said to them, "Why are you come to me?" Seeing that ye hate me, and have driven me away from you.
以撒对他们说，你们既然恨我，打发我走了，为什么到我这里来呢？
And they said, "We saw certainly that Jehovah is with thee, and we said, let there be then an oath between us and thee, and let us make a covenant of thee, that thou wilt do us no wrong, as we have not touched thee, as we have done to thee nothing but good, and have let thee go in peace." Are now blessed of Jehovah.
他们说，我们明明的看见耶和华与你同在，便说，不如我们两下彼此起誓，彼此立约，使你不害我们，正如我们未曾害你，一味的厚待你，并且打发你平平安安的走，你是蒙耶和华赐福的了。
Who has a watch? Do you have a watch? I can borrow. Nice watch.
有个非常好的表。
The burden in my heart is the story of Isaac.
我心中的负担是关于以撒的故事。
Isaac received all the wealth from his father.
以撒实在从他的父亲承受了一切的井。
Isaac is typical what we call second generation.
以撒常常我们把他称作是第二代的人。
Because he didn't work hard.
因为他实在没有很努力的去工作。
But he had this all great wealth from his father.
因为他父亲给他很丰富的财富。
He didn't suffer hardship.
他也没有经历很大的苦难。
All he had is from his father.
因为他所有的都是从他父亲来的。
He did not worry about money.
他也从来不为钱着急。
He didn't have to worry about tuition in the college.
他也不着急他上大学的学费。
All is prepared by their parents.
因为所有的事情他父亲已经跟他预备了。
Nowadays, sociology calls us that there's a new generation from 18 years old to 29 years old.
现在有一个社会上有一个名词对这个18岁到29岁的人。
They call them tricksters.
他们把它叫做 twister, 就是一些好像长不大的人。
Because they refuse to be grown-ups.
因为他们实在不愿意长大。
They spend average 5 years in 4 years college.
他们在大学里边读了5年6年的书。
And they usually, when they graduate, they don't find a permanent job.
他们毕业以后呢，他们没找到一个固定的工作。
And they hop from job to job.
他们从一个工作跳到另外一个工作。
They cannot make their ends meet.
他们好像不知道他们最后需要什么。
They want to buy the name brands.
他们总是喜欢穿名牌的服装。
But they cannot pay for it.
但他们又没办法 付得起。
They swipe credit cards.
他们刷那个信用卡。
They live with their parents.
因为他们跟他父母亲住在一起。
They move back to live with their parents.
所以他们就回到父母亲的家里住。
So they don't have to pay rent.
因为他们不需要付那个租金。
They don't have to pay their food.
他们也不会花钱去买食物。
So this group of people, the new generation is called twisters.
那么在这一部分人，这个新的这个这一代人中，所以英文叫做 twister。
I prefer the British name for them.
有一个英语的那个，就英国用另外的一个词。
The British call them keepers.
英国人把它叫做 keepers.
That is the acronym of following phrases.
那就是一个好像有一个、acronym. 一个那个一个就是同形义词那个同义词。
It's a kiss in parents' pocket.
哦，那实在是一个简体了。就是好像是
eroding retirement savings，
就是这个词呢，就是好像是这些孩子是在父母亲的怀，就是那个兜里边一直长到，一直吃他父母亲的那个退休金。
Why is that？
为什么会这样呢
？Because they are second generation，
因为他们是第二代的。
They didn't experience hardship，
因为他们从来就没有经历过苦难。
That's why they're not mature。
所以他们长不大。
When the Bible tells us that suffering produces endurance, endurance produces character.
我们都知道圣经里面告诉我们说苦难生忍耐，忍耐就生性情。
And this character means maturity.
那么这个性情实际上就是说到我们要成熟。
Since the parent prepared everything for them,
因为父
they never have to go through the hardship.
因为父母亲已经为他们预备了一切，所以他们不再自己去经历这些苦难。
Another trait for them is this.
那另外一个把他们叫做
Because the knowledge of God is also second-hand knowledge.
对这些人来说呢，他们对神的认识好像也是第二手的。
They brought to the church by their parents.
他们被父母亲带到教会来。
You know, in America, the 95% of kids growing up in the church.
你们知不知道在美国有 95% 的小孩曾经去教会。
When they're in college, they left the church, left their faith.
当他们上了大学以后，他们就离开了教会，离开了他们的信仰。
And only 1% return to their home church.
那只有 1% 这样的人呢，重新回到他长大的教会。
I think primarily because their knowledge of God is second-hand knowledge.
这主要的原因就是因为他们对神的认识实在是第二手的。
And they have an attitude taking everything for granted.
因为他们好像有一种态度，什么事情都是自然而然的。
For material things and for spiritual things.
不管是物质上的还是属灵上的都如此。
I hope that my message is not targeted to our children.
我希望我今天的信息不光是对年轻人讲的。
Because all of us.We live as second generation as well compared to our parents.
事实上我们每一个人我们都是好像是第二代的，相对于我们的父母亲来说我们实在是第二代的。
We are also born in prosperity.
我们实在也是生活在一种富裕的环境里。
Never went through wars like our parents did.
实在是没有经历过像战争那样的事情，像父母亲那样。
We're taking a lot of things for granted. Mature things, all the spiritual things.
所以我们就把什么的事情都看成是自然而然的，不管是精神上的还是物质上的，我们都觉得是自然的。
We didn't fight for justification by faith.
我们实在是没有去抗争，一定要靠着自己的信心来得到称义。
A lot of brothers shed their blood for this truth.
很多的弟兄姊妹因着为了要因信称义这个真理而丧失了自己的生命。
But we don't appreciate it much.
我们实在是没有很大的去感觉到这个里边的意义。
We don't treasure the church is the bride of Christ.
我们实在是不是那样的去珍惜教会竟然是基督身体这个真理。
Because we are second generation.
因为我们实在是第二代的。
We receive God's knowledge second-handed.
因为我们所接受的关于神的知识都是第二手的知识。
So how can God pass along His truth from generation to generation?
那么怎么样神能够把他的真理能够从一代一代的传下去呢
？And we can see from the story of Isaac.
那么从以撒的故事我们能够看到一点点。
God does not want his choice stop at Abraham.
神实在是不愿意让他自己关于他的真理能够停留在亚伯拉罕这个人的身上。
God wants Isaac to receive that truth as well.
同样的，神也希望以撒亚伯拉罕的儿子能够得到同样的真理。
Isaac is a typical second generation.
以撒实在是一个典型的第二代的人的表示。
He was born in prosperity.
他生活在富裕的家庭。
Abraham had to cross the desert to come to the Canaan.
因为亚伯拉罕实在是需要从那个旷野，经过旷野才能够来到迦南地。
From the people speaking Chaldean language to a people speaking in language of Canaan.
那么从一个讲加勒底话的一种环境中来到一个讲迦南话语的那个环境中。
But Isaac was born bilingual.
那么以撒呢是生活在一个双语的环境里面。
And when he was born, he already became heir of all the wealth of Abraham.
当他出生的时候，他就已经承受了亚伯拉罕所有的财富。
But God wanted to pass his truth to him.
但是神要想把真理从亚伯拉罕身上能够传到以撒的身上。
And the first thing God did is, in the first few passages in chapter 26.
那么在第26章一开始的时候，你们就可以看见。
God, first time in Isaac's life, directly revealed himself to Isaac.Speak to him.
第一次，神在26章一开始，第一次在以撒的一生中，第一次向以撒直接的讲话。
God appeared seven times to his father Abraham.
在之前，神向连续七次向亚伯拉罕显现。
And never in the past, God revealed himself directly to Isaac.
在此之前，从来没有向以撒显现过。
And this is the first time.
这是第一次。
God revealed himself directly.To Isaac,
神直接的向以撒显现
and speak to him directly.
对他直接讲话。
And this is very important, dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的。
We have to hear God reveal himself to us directly from the Lord.
因为我们实在是需要神直接的来向我们显现。
We cannot live with second hand knowledge of God.
因为我们只是在不是在我们不能够生活在一种二手知识的那个生活里面。
Today, for Christians, that means we have to read the Bible, love the Bible, and believe in the Bible.
对今天我们的基督徒来说，我们要做的就是我们真正的需要去读圣经，去明白圣经，从圣经里面见到我们的神。
Bible has word of God.
圣经有神的话。
And when we read the Bible, the faith will be generated in our heart.
当我们在读圣经的时候，这个信心就从我们心里边就开始产生出来。
You know, Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing by the word of God.
罗马书第十章第十七节讲到说，那个信心是从听神的话语来的。
So when we read the Bible, if we have faith,Take God's word in, that we will receive God's knowledge firsthand.
当我们在读圣经的时候，如果我们把神的话语能够听进到我们的心里来的时候，那我们的信心就会出来。
Many brothers and sisters, they are saved for many years, but never have heart for God's word.
很多弟兄姊妹他已经得救了很多年了，但是他们从来没有一个心来渴慕神的话。
And they serve in many ways.But they never have time for God's word.
他们可以在教会里面做很多的事情，但是他们从来没有时间去学神的话。
They like singing choirs. They join choirs. They like to sing, but they don't have appetite for God's word.
他们可以在教会里面在唱诗班唱诗，但是他们却没有一个心去渴慕神的话。
They love all kinds of activities in the church, but they don't have heart for God's word.
他们可以在教会里面参加各样的活动，但是他们却没有一个心去渴慕主的话。
The knowledge of God is second hand.
因为他们对神的知识实在是第二手的。
In the Bible, it tells us the promise and the facts of God's doing.
在圣经里面实在是告诉我们神自己实在在做什么。
It contains the truth.
里边还有神的话，神的真理。
So I like to use three English letters to describe what I try to say.
那我要用三个字来描述我今天究竟要想讲的是什么。
Three word is, first one is fact, F-A-C-T.
那么第一个字就是事实是什么？事实。
Bible contains fact.
圣经包含着很多的事实。
What God has done and what God has promised.
有什么神做了什么，神应许要做什么。
And who God is, who Lord Jesus is.
神是谁，耶稣是谁。
And Bible contains all these facts.
圣经还有所有这些事实。
A second word, it starts with F as well, it's called faith.
第二个字也是从 F 开始的一个字，叫做信心。
And faith,have to be grounded in the facts.
信心必须要建立在事实的基础上。
Faith have to be grounded and reveal truth of God.
信心必须要在这个信心在这个事实上来显明神自己的真理。
Faith have to be built up upon the works that God has already done.
信心必须要建立在神自己已经做的事情的基础上。
All the words he has already spoken.
就是在神已经讲的话语里面。
And third word I'd like to share is feeling.
第三个字就是
feeling.
就是感觉。
Now feeling has to be the last.
感觉必须是最后的。
Feeling is a result of faith.
因为感觉实在说来是信心的一个表现，信心的一个结果。
For example, how do you know that you are saved?
比如说你怎么知道你得救了呢？
Bible says that.
因为圣经这么说的。
But that is truth.
因为这是真理。
It's a fact.
这是一个事实。
God has done that.
因为神已经住了。
Lord Jesus has come.
神主耶稣已经来了。
He has died.
他已经死了。
He died on the cross. He shed his blood.
他已经在十字架上死了，而且流了血。
All these facts are recorded in the Bible.
因为所有这些都成了一个事实，在圣经里边记载。
And if you have a faith, believe in it.
如果你有信心去相信这个
，then you enjoy salvation. You start have a feeling.
你实在就可以享受这个救恩，你就可以感受到了。
You begin to have feel God's love to you.
你会感觉到神的那个爱。
At communion, you cry because of this love touches you.
当和神在一起交通的时候，你实在是就会哭出来，因为你被神的爱所打动。
This feeling comes from faith.
因为这个感动实在是从你自己的
信心里来的。Many brothers and sisters, they ask the question, why I don't feel God's love?
很多弟兄姊妹常常这样问说，为什么我没有感受到神的爱呢？
Why that I don't feel like being saved?
那为什么我常常没有感觉到我是已经得救了的呢？
And many brothers go the wrong way.
所以弟兄姊妹常常就会走到别的路上去。
That's why there's all many kinds of false doctrines, false teachings in the Christians.
所以你就会看到在基督教里边有各种各样的这种错误的这种教导。
Dear brothers and sisters, you have to come back to faith. Do you trust in the Lord or not?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们实在是需要重新回到我们的信心。我们究竟相不相信我们的神？
Do you truly believe Jesus Christ died for you?
你是不是真正的相信主耶稣基督已经为你死了？
If your friend died for you to save you,
如果你自己的朋友为你死了，因着为了救你的命的时候，
If you go through a traffic light,
比如说你在一个交通的那个灯那儿。
And there's a truck coming, and your friend pushed you aside, so he died, but you survived.
因为你的朋友为了把你推开，为了救你的生命，结果他被那个汽车撞到死了。
This is a fact.
这是一个事实。
And your heart will have a feeling.
你的心一定会有感动的。
Dear brother and sister, if you believe Jesus died for you,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果你真的相信耶稣基督为你死的话
，you'll have a feeling.
你一定会有感觉的。
When we don't have feeling,
如果我们没有感觉的话，
you need to go back to see, examine our faith.
如果你实在没有这样的感觉，你应该真正重新回到你的信心，去看看你究竟。
Today, God speaks to us directly through our faith.
今天 神直接向我们的通过我们的信心向我们讲话。
If you have faith,
如果你有信心的话
，God speak to you.
神就会跟你讲话。
Because Bible says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God.
因为圣经里边讲到说，信心是从听来的，听是从神的话语来的。
So when you open your Bible,
当你把你的圣经打开的时候
，and read the scriptures,
读圣经。
Asking God to speak to you.
让神对你讲话。
So you can know him firsthand.
你就会直接地认识我们的神。
And then God will speak to you.
那个时候神会直接向你讲话的。
And that God told him not to go down to the Egypt.
神告诉以撒说不要下到埃及去。
You know, this same experience is the same as Abraham's experience.
你们知不知道这同样的一件事情在同样的这个经历在亚伯拉罕身上也出现了。
You know, in Abraham's time, lifetime, there was famine as well.
知不知道在亚伯拉罕的那个一生中也有一次这样的饥荒。
And Abraham wanted to go down to Egypt again.
亚伯拉罕要下埃及去。
And stop at the Gilgal because he knows that God does not like him to be there.
那么亚伯拉罕就停在基拉尔那儿，那个因为神要让他停在那儿。
And we know that all these footsteps of Isaac is exactly the same.Full step as Abraham.
很奇妙的，以撒的每一个脚印都是亚伯拉罕也走过的。
Whatever you call it in the 26, you can find exact incidents in Abraham's life.
二十六章前面所记载的关于以撒的一切经历，你会在前面在亚伯拉罕的身上看到同样的、完全一样的事情。
We just saw that the famine in the Isaac's lifetime.
首先，你看到这个饥荒的事情。
And Bible specially tells us that a famine.Actually, it's not the same as famine in the Abraham.
当然在圣经里边记载说亚伯拉罕时候经历的饥荒是不是同一个饥荒。
It tells us they are not the same famine, but they all go through this famine.
虽然他们不是同一个饥荒，但是他们都同样的经历那饥荒。
And we just read, Isaac also lied about his wife.
那么我们也看到说以撒对为他的妻子来撒谎。
And we know that Abraham did that also.
你们知不知道亚伯拉罕也做同样的事情。
It's like a father, like a son.
就像有这样的父亲就有这样的儿子一样。
And you also see that how Philistines, tried to stop the, Abraham's well.
你们知不知道在腓力斯人他也想阻止亚伯拉罕掘井的事。
And we call it in the Genesis 20:21.
在第二十一章有这样的记载。
And Abraham dug the well and the Philistine come and grab it.
你看没有？亚伯拉罕开了一个掘了一个井，这个腓力斯人就来把这个井抢过去。
And also it tells us a similar story that later on Abraham become great and the Philistine kings and their captain of hosts came to make a covenant with Abraham.
那当亚伯拉罕的时代，亚伯拉罕因为变得越来越富裕的时候，这个腓力斯人的王也来跟他签个合约。
It's very interesting when you think about it and meditate on this truth in the chapter 26.
这实在是很奇妙的。如果你只是想象这两个人在圣经里边记载这些事情。
Everything recorded in the 26 for Isaac, actually you can find the same instance in Abraham's life.
所有在二十六章记载的关于以撒所经历的事情，你竟然可以在亚伯拉罕身上也找到同样的事情。
And the Egypt means the same thing to Abraham and to Isaac.
那么关于埃及呢，对亚伯拉罕的意思和在对以撒的意思竟然是一样的。
Egypt not only means that material wealth and worldly pleasure.
当然我们在谈到埃及这个国家的时候，我们不光是讲到它实在是一个城寨，它里边所一些的富有和那些享乐。
But Egypt also means spiritual idols that they had.
因为埃及对于我们从属灵上来讲也是一个偶像的意思。
And in the Revelation, talk about saying that there's a spiritual meaning in Egypt.
那么在启示录里面也实在是谈到埃及这个国家那个属灵的意思是什么。
So when God stopped Isaac from going down to Egypt, it means this.
当神阻止以撒要进到埃及去的时候，他的意思是什么呢？
God said, I know that you have famine.
我知道，神说，我知道你现在正在经历一个饥荒。
I know you're going through spiritual dryness.
我知道你正在经历一些属灵上的干枯的时间。
But I allow that to happen.
我允许这样的事情发生在你身上。
For a purpose.
因为是有目的的。
I know that you right now you're in the trouble.
我知道你现在正在经历很多的麻烦。
I know that you're having problem at home.
我知道你在家里边有一个样的事情。
I know that you have a problem at work.
我知道你在工作中也有一些不顺的事。
But I want to show a lesson.
我实在是要告诉你。
Don't follow your own way going down to Egypt.
我实在告诉你，你不要照着你里面一些感觉下到埃及去。
You have to trust in God's word.
你必须要相信神的话。
Trust in His promise.
要相信他的应许。
Have faith in what He said.
在对神所讲的要有信心。
So、a lot of our sisters they saying, oh, they experience that dryness. They cannot feel God is near.
我们常常有弟兄姊妹有这样的感觉说，他们实在是好像感到里面的属灵是枯干了的，没感觉到神自己的存在。
But God says.Your material needs and your spiritual needs all come from the same source.
因为神对我们讲说，我们无论是我们物质的需要，还是我们属灵的需要，都是来自于同一个源头。
I want you to receive from me.
我希望神说，我希望你能够从我那儿直接得到。
And Madam Guy in her book tell us that even our spiritual need, we have to set aside.
甚至在这个盖恩夫人曾经跟我们这样讲到说，有时候我们甚至要把我们属灵的需要都要暂时放在一边。
Because that need also will block us from seeing God.
因为常常我们属灵的需要也会阻拦我们去认识我们的神。
We have to let that spiritual dryness down us run its course.
我们实在是就让那个我们灵里边那个枯干让它下去。达到他的目的。
And when time is up, God will show His face to you again.
当神的时间到了的时候，神会重新把你的信心起来。
So from this direct revelation,
从这个直接的启示里面，
Isaac can know the truth of God firsthand.
从这个直接神的显现里边，神那个以撒实在是经历到神自己的第一手的那个认识。
So first thing.That we just mentioned is a direct revelation from the Lord.
那么我们第一件事情我们要看到的是神直接的第一直接的显现。
So our prayer has been always for our younger generation is they can have a first-hand knowledge of God.
所以我们对于第二代的基督徒，我们的一个祷告就是希望他们实际是能够直接的去经历到神的知识。
And for all of us also.My prayer is that we can receive the Lord firsthand.
对我们所有的人，实际上我们都应该有这样的祷告。我们实在是希望自己亲自的去经历到我们的神。
Have a love of God's word in our heart.
让我们实在是去渴慕我们的神的话。
The second lesson from Isaac's life is this: lesson of obedience.
第二个，我们从以撒身上我们要学的功课就是顺服。
We know that Abraham offered Isaac as a burnt offering to God.
我们都知道在亚伯拉罕的时候他曾经把以撒献在祭坛上。
Isaac knew that all the blessing that his father received from the Lord is due to his father's obedience to the Lord.
以撒实在是明白他父亲所经历的这一切都是因为他顺服神的缘故。
But Isaac himself had to learn the same lesson.
而以撒自己呢，他也必须自己来学习这个功课。
He cannot live by the obedience of his father.
他实在是不能靠着他父母亲的顺服来生活。
He had to live by his own obedience to God.
他实在是需要来学习自己来顺服神，来学习这个
功课。He had to discover.The value of obedience himself.
他实在是自己要来经历这个顺服的宝贵。
And we need to learn the value of obedience to God ourselves.
我们自己也是如此。
So he obeyed.
所以他顺服。
God said, "Don't go down to Egypt."
神对他说，你不要下到埃及去。
Think of that. He has many flocks, sheep, cows, and servants to feed.
想想看，在饥荒的时候，他有这么多的牛，这么多的羊，这么多的仆人需要来在供应他们。
He was not single.
他不是一个人。
He's not single. He can deal with this situation easier.
他不是好像靠他自己一个人能够离开埃及，他可以自己能够应付得了。
He inherited from his father all the wealth, all the thousand sheep, thousand oxen.
他实在是从他的父亲所继承下来这一切的这财富。
Many servants.
很多的仆人。
And he had this responsibility to feed them all.
他有这样的责任来提供他们的需要。
The only place he knows that he has food is Egypt.
而只有一个地方他知道能够保证这个需要，能够使他满足这个需要，就是下到埃及去。
But God said, "Don't go down there."
但神却告诉他说，你别下去。
And he obeyed.
他就顺服了。
And verse 12, 13 it says, Isaac sowed in the land. Remember, that's famine, still famine now. And received in the same year, the year of famine.
记不记得那个时候是饥荒？你们来看看第十二节发生了什么事情。以撒在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成。
And received in the same year a hundredfold, and Jehovah blessed him.
因为耶和华赐福给他，他那一年有百倍的收成。
And the man became, in the verse 13, God tell us how God blessed him. In verse 13, God used three words, the same word, great, three times.
你再看看13节，用了一个字，那个大的这个字，用了连续用了三次，英语里边是一个字叫大。
The man became great, and he became continually greater until he was very great.
他就昌大。日增月盛，成了一个大富户。
Because he had to learn, find out the value of obedience himself.
因为他实在是自己要来学习一个顺服所带来的结果。
And he obeyed.
他因顺服。
During the famine.
在这个饥荒的时候。
The burden of responsibility is on his head,
on his
shoulders.
想想看，在那个时候，饥荒的时候，他那个肩膀上所要背负的那个重担有多大。
But he obeyed.
但是他却顺服了。
And God blessed him.
神就祝福了他。
During that year of famine, he received hundredfold.
在那一年，在那个饥荒的那年，他竟然有了百倍的收成。
So this is the second lesson that you and I have to learn.
这是第二个功课，我们也需要来学习的。
When we read God's word, and we need to obey.
当我们在读神的话语的时候，我们要顺服。
Husband and wife, you need to obey the Lord.
丈夫和妻子，你们要顺服神的话。
Husband, you need to love your wife.
丈夫，你要爱你的妻子。
And wife, you need to obey to your husband.
妻子，你要顺服你的丈夫。
And children need to obey to your parents, honor them.
孩子，你们需要尊敬，需要顺服你们的父母。
And parents, you need to love your children.
父母亲也同样要爱自己的孩子。
Raise them up according to the word of God.
按照神的道理来教养他们。
We need to find out the value of obedience. The blessing comes with obedience ourselves.
我们是在自己要来找到顺服所要带给我们的功课，带给我们的学习。
Otherwise, our knowledge is just as best second-hand knowledge.
如果不是这样的话，我们对神的认识实在来说是第二手的。
And third lesson.
第三个功课呢
？He had to learn that God will provide.
就是他需要来学习神会提供一切。
He need to learn how to be persistent.
他需要来学习怎么样来忍耐。
He need to learn endurance.
他需要来学习长久的忍耐。
If you want to get hold of what God has given you,
你如果是需要得到神想要给你的，
you need to persist.
你需要有一个坚持。
You need to endure.
你需要忍耐。
This is a story we see from following passages.
那么从以下的一些经文中，我们就可以看到这件事情。
It's very interesting in verse 18, it says.
那第十八节我们看到。
Isaac dug again the wells of water that they had dug in the days of Abraham, his father, and that the Philistines had stopped after death of Abraham, and he called their names after names of which his father had called them.
当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世的日子所挖的水井，因非利士人在亚伯拉罕死后就塞住了，以撒就重新挖出来，人照他父亲所叫的，叫那些井的名字。
Many spiritual truths come down to us. It's like a well buried by the dirt.
很多属灵的知识啊，进到我们里面来的时候，就像这些井一样。
It used to be justification by faith. It used to be a living well, living water, quenches a lot of people's thirst.
就像我们所常讲的那个因信称义这件事情，当那个真理被启示出来的时候，真是像一个活水的井，能够使很多人枯干的灵得到那个滋润。
The just shall live by faith.
就是因信称义。
义人必因信而活。必因信而生而活。
因信而生。
The just shall live from faith to faith.
就是说要因着信而生而活。
But now, we don't care much about it.
可是现在呢，我们好像对这些都不在乎了。
We don't fight for it.
我们也不再为这些事情来正式去努力。
It's like a living well, once was a living well, now is buried by the dirt.
就好像一个曾经是一个活水的井，今天已经被塞住了。把所有的事情都以为只是自然而然来的。
He need to dig this well.
他必须重新把这个井给挖出来。
And he has to persist. He do not want to lose the inheritance he received from his father.
他实在是不想失去他从父亲来的继承的财富，所以他必须要坚持。
Those wells were dug by Abraham, his father.
那些井的话都是从他父亲开出来的。
Now they were buried by Philistines, their enemies.
他们已经被他们的仇敌，就是腓力士人，把他给埋住了。
And he start to dig them again.
这个时候他就要重新把他们开出来。
He will not want to lose them again.
因为他不希望能够失去这些井。
And his enemy, the Philistine, came and said, "This is ours."
这个时候你看到腓力士人就来说，这些井是我们的。
They argue with him again.
你看他就跟他们一起，又跟他在一起争进。
But he's a person of a very gentle nature, so he did not fight with them directly.
以撒实在是个性情比较温顺的人，他从来不愿意直接跟别人争竞。
But he still persists, find other wells of his father and dig again.
但是他就是很坚持的人，所以当这个井被拿掉以后，他又去找另外一个井，他一直这么坚持。
He wanted to find out all the wells from his father.
他要把他父亲所挖的井都能够找出来。
We need to do the same thing.
同样我们需要做同样的事情。
Breaking bread is so precious.
我们就知道掰饼是一个非常宝贵的事情。
But it seems lost.
但是好像已经失去了那个真理。
It's a dirt upon dirt, layer of dirt on that well.
好像已经一层一层的被盖住了。
We need to go and dig again.
我们实在是需要去重新把它挖出来。
Especially second generation.
尤其是对第二代的人来说。
Our young people.
对于我们年轻的人。
We need to dig that well again.
我们实在是要把这些井都挖出来。
Until we find the living water.
直到我们发现了一个活水的井。
And as they learn that lesson.
当我们在学习这样功课的时候。
He persists.
因为像以上那样，他坚持。
He kept digging.
他一直的挖缺。
Until he find one.
直到他找到一个。
On the third time.
这第三次。
Philistine didn't come to argue, that one.
这第三次腓力士人就不再来跟他争竞了。
He said,
所以他说
Now God broadened our horizon. Now we can start to flourish.
所以他说神现在给我们宽阔之地，我们可以在这儿昌盛了。
Thank Lord.
感谢我们的神。
He can go down to the Egypt.
他当时其实可以选择去埃及的。
And have all his needs satisfied.
是他自己个人的一切需要都得到满足。
He has thousands sheep to feed.
因为他有成千上万的牛羊要喂养。
Thousands oxen to water.
成千的牛要喂水。
But he stayed in the land that God gave him.
但是他待在神要应许他的那个地方。
And he persists, keep digging the wells that his father gave him.
他坚持下来，一口井一口井的去挖，从他父亲遗留下来的井。
He do not want have any of his father's inheritance lost in his hand.
他实在是不希望他父亲所留下来的宝贵的财富在他手上被失去了。
There's two more points, but I think we have to stop here.
本来我还有两点要讲，但是我觉得应该停在这里了。
But my burden is this.
我的负担是这样的。
We need to understand, know the Lord firsthand.
我们实在是需要明白，我们要认识我们的神，必须是第一手的经历。
Our heart has to be rekindled for God's truth in the Bible.
我们的心实在是需要被我们的神的真理重新给点燃起来。
Our hearts have to be brought back again to the foundation of faith.
我们的心实在是要重新回到我们信心的根基上。
Wherever you are,
不管你今天在哪里，
whatever condition you are in,
不管你今天正在经历什么事情，
you need faith.
你需要信心。
You need to trust the Lord still.
你实在是需要相信我们的神。
And continue believing in Him.
一直这么坚持去相信他。
Christian life is not easy life.
我们基督徒的生命并不是一条容易的路。
Christian life is marked by blood and sweat.
我们基督徒要行的路实在是是一条血和汗的路。
You just look, not you don't have to look back too far from history. See.How this world treated Christians.
我们只要稍稍的回过头去看看我们这一路来的历史，基督徒所经历的历史。
We are the second generation.
我们实在说来是第二代的基督徒。
Born in prosperity.
我们生活在富裕的环境里面。
And we tend to take everything for granted.
以至于我们把一切的事情都当成是自然而然的。
May the Lord.Urge us to pursue the Lord.
是求神怜悯我们，让我们能够一直去追寻他。
If we don't love the Lord, every day it just accumulate more sins for us.
如果我们不去寻找我们的神的话，每一天实在是更增加我们的罪孽。
The more I love, the more sin I committed.
因为我活得越久，我的罪就越深。
Let's use every day for the Lord.
让我们把每一天都放在主的手上。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father God, oh, wish you send the Holy Spirit to speak to our heart.
父啊，我们实在是祈求你，让你的圣灵降下来对我们讲话。
Or turn our heart to the Lord.
让我们的心重新归回到我们的主。
Let us trust in your word.
让我们相信他的话。
Oh, Father, you testify for your God, for your Son.
父啊，你已经把你的儿子赐给了我们。
Father, we just ask you to glorify his name.
父，我们只求你荣耀他的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We 请翻开手中的周。